Happy Tuesday to you, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus, and normally I do Mondays, but this past weekend, Chad Grigsby taught at the Lewis Center campus, so I'm taking his Tuesday slot in the Drivecast and just talking about something from my devotional life. And so today I want to just talk for a second about the importance of names. You know, Revelation chapter 3, verse 12, the second half of that verse, God says, I will write on him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down from my God out of heaven, and my own new name. You know, one of my nephews, he was really, really young. He still is young, but he's 3 years old. I think he got a hold of his mom's phone, and it didn't take him long to realize that he could ask Siri to change the owner's name. So he could say, hey Siri, call me Ralph. And that was fun for him because Siri would talk to him with a different name. But soon, as boys are wanting to do, and I'm sure girls as well, but he started to experiment a little bit. And so not realizing that whenever he asked Siri to change the name, it actually changes the owner's name in the phone. So everyone who then sends you any contacts, they refer to you with that name. So the reason I say all that is to say, my sister-in-law, a day or so later gets an email from Walmart because she had purchased something from Walmart online. And I believe the email read, hey, this is Sid Winston from Walmart. I'm excited to reach out to you, Mrs. Booty Butt Butt. So, you know, how we refer to ourselves and what people, how other people refer to us is important. Throughout the scriptures, God changes people's names in moments of significant life change. And it signifies not only God's activity, but from that point moving forward, that there's a difference in the way that they reflect God's glory to the world. You think about Jacob, his name being changed to Israel, or Saul's name being changed to Paul. You think about Abram to Abraham, Sarai to Sarah, Simon to Peter. Even though we've heard those name changes, what's even further interesting is that God's not done yet. Revelation 19, that verse that I read to you, it hints at us that God will reveal himself to us at some point with a new name. But it's not just God that gets a new name. Both Revelation chapters 2 and 3 foreshadow that God's children, that's you and me, will receive a new name as well. And that new name is really indicative of what God is restoring in us, what the enemy and sin has taken from us. So I would just encourage you today that God sees so much more in you than you see in you. That God sees the potential of who you're becoming, not just who you are. So today, I want us to pray specifically towards what God sees in us versus what we see in us. So I'm going to pray, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray your way out of the Drivecast today. God, thank you that you are such a faithful Heavenly Father, that you see God so much more in me, in my family, in my friends, my relationships than I could ever see. And so God, what I want to do today is I want to wrap my arms and my heart around your vision. To do that, God, I'm going to need you to make me aware. I'm going to need you to give me your Holy Spirit's presence, Lord, to lay down, Lord, my need for approval from others, my need to, God, to see myself as more influential than I am. I'm going to need to lay down, God, things like control, power, anxiety over knowing the future, a want for security, all those things, God, I need to lay down and ask you to fill me with your presence. And in the moments of difficulty, God, I pray that you'll help me to be, or help you to be the first one, God, to which I turn. You have demonstrated how much you love me in Christ. You've demonstrated your commitment to my future by giving me the Spirit. So God, help me to believe what you say is true about me. Thank you for this day. Now you take the opportunity to pray.